Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, taking care of your Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, Hurricane Center models showing Hurricane Erin as a Cat 2 storm moving slightly more to the west this afternoon, making a closer approach to the U.S. than previously expected. Now, it's a state of emergency in effect in North Carolina, where residents and visitors along the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. Now, high surf advisories also in effect from Florida to Massachusetts. Waves could reach 10 to 20 feet in the Outer Banks, 11 feet in the southeast, 15 feet in the northeast. NHC forecasters also watching a tropical wave following Erin with a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development. This should occur over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And a new Florida law makes it easier for local governments to allow the public to access beach areas, even when there are disputes over private property. This has been a major issue in the Perdido Key area. Under the new law, local governments can allow the public access to beaches considered private without undergoing costly litigation, especially if the beaches were historically used by the public. Perdido Key residents want Escambia commissioners to recognize the new law as an executive order signed by Governor DeSantis for customary use of Florida beaches.
Number three.
We've all thought it. We've all said it. Motorist crashes, motorcycle crashes in Pensacola becoming way too common. That's just a fact. PPD reporting 4 fatal collisions have occurred in the last 2 months. In the first 6 months of 2025, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties have either met the yearly total of crashes or topped numbers that haven't been seen since 2023. State of Florida ranks number one in the nation for motorcycle crashes. Remember, put the phone down and look twice.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a former state representative has been chosen as the new town administrator in Century. The town council approved hiring Dave Merzen for the job at their meeting last night, and Merzen was recommended by Mayor Ben Boutwell.
All right, PPD spokesperson Mike Wood just contacted me minutes ago saying they have identified the man who reportedly had been seen following young women in the downtown area recently. Police say the man is 17-year-old Tyree Dortch, and he is charged with attempted sexual battery. He'd been following women close enough to be in their personal space and made contact with one woman, although the incident didn't result in any injuries. PPD released a picture of that man on Tuesday. He was identified today. Once again, 17-year-old Tyree Dortch. He's been charged with attempted sexual battery. It is 5:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. Again, that is MAD with two Ds. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some on I-10 itself if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. There was an accident reported on 9 Mile Road. This is near Jernigan Road, causing backups in both directions there. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. So a lot of stuff going on in Pensacola. Outside of that, the only problem is really Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and maybe some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, it's 89 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 78. Over the course of the next several days, we're going to see those rainfall chances kind of picking up, and the highs creeping down as a result. Tomorrow's high 93, but come Sunday, it's only going to be around 89.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
5:16 News Radio 92.3. Drivers who recently renewed or replaced their Florida driver's license may need to update their voter registration information now. Under the new policy, renewal or replacement driver's license now get a new ID number to help prevent fraud and identity theft. Voters need to update their registration to reflect this new number, or it could impact them with the voting process.
All right. And, of course, we've been talking your ear off about the whole National Hurricane Center forecasting Erin and everything. Well, This is just to get you some more details on what is to follow, because we've been telling you about that as well. The NHC, of course, having its eyes on two areas of potential development in the Atlantic. Invest99L is churning near Africa. It's got a 40% chance of development within the next 48 hours. However, forecasters believe the disturbance will be short-lived due to a more hostile environment, and an area further west could see better organization as it approaches the Leeward Islands. The NHC closely monitoring both systems, which could become apparently Fernand is the phonetic spelling.
Okay,
so mystery solved. And Gabrielle, that one's a lot easier for me to read.
Absolutely. An illegal immigrant facing charges after a deadly truck crash here in Florida. Getting some attention this afternoon. Jonathan Sierra has the details.
Bartender Singh required an interpreter when he appeared in a California courtroom yesterday. The 28-year-old truck driver agreed to sign extradition papers. He's expected back in Florida to face prosecution for 3 counts of vehicular homicide. Those charges stem from last week's crash on Florida's Turnpike that killed 3 people in a minivan. Authorities say Singh failed to heed an official use only sign when he attempted a U-turn on the divided highway in an 18-wheeler truck. The U.S. DOT says when its crash investigators tested Singh's English proficiency, the driver failed the assessment, providing correct responses to just 2 of 12 verbal questions.
And a high-flying drug delivery goes off course in Hillsborough County. Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. A drone packed with narcotics slammed into a house in Lutz, causing the alleged owner to knock on the front door and ask for it back. The homeowners called 911 and turned the drone, plus multiple bags of meth and fentanyl, into officers. Jason Brooks was arrested on several charges, including possession with intent to sell and an outstanding warrant from Pasco County.
Yeah, it'll get you in trouble every time. More than a decade after the oyster industry collapsed in Apalachicola Bay, state wildlife officials recently gave a preliminary approval to reopen some of those oyster reefs for harvesting in January, with plans to start a recurring seasonal harvest later in 2026. You remember probably how great those oysters are or were from Apalachicola coming back. That bay was closed, by the way, to harvesting back in 2020.
All right. And Florida already ranks dead last in average teacher pay nationwide. But today, the state's new head of education accused teachers' unions of withholding salary increases from educators. Education Commissioner Anastasios Kamoutsas says Florida has invested nearly $6 billion in teacher pay since 2020, but says unions withhold the hard-earned dollars during protracted negotiations. National Education Association data ranks Florida 16th in the country in average starting teacher pay at $48,000.
Okay, Florida carries out its 10th execution of the year. It happened yesterday. Gary Baumgarten has more.
Cale Bates was pronounced dead following a 3-drug injection at a Florida state prison for the 1982 murder of an insurance office worker abducted from her office. The husband of victim Janet White was a witness to the execution of the 67-year-old. He was convicted of abducting White, attempting to rape her, and then stabbing her to death and stealing her diamond ring. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, 520 on the dot here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pizzacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, right here on this Wednesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The 4 verses deal with 2 topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the 4th verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janny King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this I'm an AG woman who got arrested for being drunk and disorderly and trying to get trespassed off of a restaurant property. President Trump says that if he can save 7,000 lives a week by ending the Russia-Ukraine war, maybe that could get him into heaven. And Governor DeSantis addressing the future of workforce education and quality of life as AI is ever expanding. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Executives in the finance industry have accused Democratic politicians of interfering in the banking industry. Well, Grady Trimble has the details this afternoon from the White House.
These bombshell allegations that the past two Democratic presidents pressured banks not to bank conservatives come from two unnamed executives from top U.S. banks. And here's a quote from one of them. Those pressures were very, very real. When your regulator gives you a suggestion, it's not a suggestion, it's an order. The political stuff is very real. Those pressures are real. President Trump and other Republicans have claimed for years that banks denied services to customers because of their political views or because they did business in the crypto industry. President Trump recently said that two of the biggest banks in the world, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America, refused to let him bank with them between his two terms as president.
All right, 524 News Radio 92.3. Mixed day on the markets to look at. Hillary Barsky has the numbers for you.
A choppy trading session with the major averages ending mixed as a tech sell-off extends into a second day. Tech was the worst performing sector while energy and healthcare gained. All of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks finished lower. Shares of Target tumbled 6%. The big box retailer posted stronger than expected second quarter earnings, but delivered another quarter of falling sales. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow up 16 points. The Nasdaq lower by 142, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Not much going on. We do have some issues still on 9 Mile Road near Jernigan Road going both ways because of an accident report in that area. Also have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile as a, or at the intersection. Excuse me. 9 Mile Road, if you are on Pine Forest traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, got some backups there. Also got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. There we are. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances over the course of the next few days, and the highs are going to creep down a little bit as a result. Tomorrow's high sitting at 93, but come Sunday, only going to be sitting at around 89.
Brr. 527. Listen, here's something else to compound your afternoon. The transition road from the 110 freeway north to Davis Highway stopped right behind your back there. So
really?
You might want to take a look at that traffic for our next report. Let me talk about Aaron. Got the latest update here, turning north as it moves along the East Coast, bringing rip currents and massive waves along with it. Well, Fox weather meteorologist Mike Seidel, he's over in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, files this report for News Radio 92.3.
Not a bad beach day if you stay out of the water. We've got these beach closures up and down the East Coast from Florida all the way up to Jersey because of the high surf, but more importantly, the dangerous rip currents being created out ahead of Hurricane Aaron. Now, a 110-mile-an-hour hurricane, so just below Cat 3 status. Expected to regain Cat 3 status again, at least through tomorrow. I mean, this thing has doubled, even tripled in size from back over the weekend when it was a Cat 5 down there south and east of the Bahamas. So we have the surf. We have the tides that are going to be higher than average, especially as we get into the next high tide cycle, which is coming up later on today.
And Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell views California Governor Gavin Newsom's recent mimicking of President Trump's social media style as a teaching moment. The governor of the Golden State recently began writing his social media posts in all capital letters with a tone that mirrors the way Trump will often post on his Truth Social account. Swalwell shared his opinion during an interview where he admitted that the governor's pivot was silly and cheeky, but highlighted that it offers Americans an opportunity to reflect on their president.
All right. 527, New York Mayor Eric Adams and other New York officials sent a letter today rejecting a deadline set by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to get rid of its sanctuary city policies or face criminal charges and funding cuts. Fox 5's Morgan McKay reports from New York City.
This letter from the city's Corporation Council sent to the Attorney General states in part, quote, our system of federalism recognizes that states and cities need not carry out federal mandates, including federal immigration laws. Adams has supported the city's sanctuary laws, but has also urged the city council to make changes, he says, in order to better target migrants who are criminals. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who represents Staten Island and parts of southern Brooklyn, blasted the city and state for not complying with federal immigration laws, pointing to a report she released earlier this year showing crime spikes around certain migrant shelters.
And a new policy update from the Trump administration says immigrants applying to enter the U.S. will now be screened for anti-American activity. A policy alert was released this week by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services that said immigration officers may now consider if applicants have endorsed, promoted, supported, or otherwise espoused the views of a terrorist organization or those who support or promote anti-American ideologies. The policy update did not offer a specific definition of quote-unquote anti-American.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Not a good day for the U.S. Navy. Something went terribly wrong as an American naval ship caught fire in Japan. Chris Foster following the story for us.
The Japanese Coast Guard and military helped American sailors fight a fire on the USS New Orleans off the coast of Okinawa and U.S. Naval Base White Beach. The call came in around 5 p.m. local time. No injuries are reported. Other vessels were asked to stay a mile away. The New Orleans is an amphibious transport dock ship, part of the U.S. 7th Fleet's Amphibious Ready Group. They can transport around 700 troops, usually carrying a crew of 361. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And a newly passed Texas law that requires public schools to post a picture of the Ten Commandments in classrooms is being halted. No surprise there. A federal judge agreed with opponents, saying that it's plainly unconstitutional. Judge Fred Berry wrote that exposing kids to a state-approved Christian version of the biblical document was coercive.
Okay, Santa Rosa County conducting a study to create a new community access road in Navarre. This is just north of Highway 98. It would run parallel with 98. The road would be at the north end of the community. As part of the study, the social, economic, cultural, natural, and physical effects of each route are being evaluated. Now, they need that. Parallel road on 98, not bad. Okay, coming up in 5, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Vice President J.D. Vance appearing on Fox's The Ingram Angle tonight. He spoke about President Trump's federal takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police, the ongoing talks between Russia and Ukraine, and prospects for the 2028 elections.
You've got to be yourself. You've actually got to talk to people honestly about the issues. I don't think it's that complicated. Don't be a crazy person. Be authentic. If the Democrats did that, they'd do a hell of a lot better.
Democrat lawmakers returning to Texas after fleeing in protests of Republicans proposed congressional maps. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox he's pursuing legal action to vacate those lawmaker seats.
Our argument is very simple. They abandoned their office. These are 13 legislators that came out publicly and said, we're not coming in. We're not going to be doing our job right now. We are out of the state.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Hurricane Aaron as a Cat 2 storm moving slightly more to the west today, making a closer approach to the U.S. than previously expected. There is now a state of emergency in North Carolina where residents and visitors along the Outer Banks are under evacuation orders. High surf advisories are also in effect from Florida all the way up to Massachusetts. Waves could reach 10 to 20 feet in the Outer Banks, 11 feet in the southeast, and 15 feet in the northeast. NHC forecasters are also watching a tropical wave following Aaron with a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days.
Number two.
New Florida law makes it easier for local governments to allow the public to access beach areas, even when there are disputes over private property. It's been a major issue in the Perdido Key area. Under the new law, local governments could allow the public access to beaches considered private without undergoing costly litigation, especially if the beaches were historically used by the public. Perdido Key residents want Escambia commissioners to recognize the new law as an executive order signed by Governor DeSantis for customary use of Florida beaches.
Number three.
And motorcycle crashes in Pensacola are becoming way too common. PPD reports 4 fatal collisions have occurred in the last 2 months. In the first 6 months of 2025, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties have either met the yearly total of crashes or top numbers that haven't been seen since 2023. The state of Florida ranks number one in the nation for motorcycle crashes. And remember to put the phone down and always be sure to look twice.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, on Saturday, Pensacola is closing the monitored recycling drop-off location site on Palafox. Mayor Reeves said the closure was a financial decision, as the total amount of materials collected on Palafox didn't justify the cost of keeping that facility open. Reeves can confirm steady growth in the opt-in curbside recycling program and lower contamination rates are far below the levels that helped derail the old curbside model. City averaging about 100 opt-ins a day. That's pretty darn good.
All right, and a former Army Reserve soldier was sentenced to 35 years in state prison for molesting a 6-year-old in Santa Rosa County back in 2021. A judge sentenced 41-year-old William Moe on Monday to 35 years in state prison followed by lifetime sex offender probation. Moe was convicted in April of lewd or lascivious molestation for an offense committed in Milton. Once again, that was back in 2021 in the month of November.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Bronx Bombers living up to their nickname again.
Carlos Stanton, Shane Bias getting rocked here in the early going.
High drive, right center field. Mangum back, track, wall, see ya. The Yankees go back to back to back, and they lead 3-0.
Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, and Giancarlo Stanton homering in the first inning on the YES Network. The Yankees clubbing a total of 9 home runs on the night, tying a club record that they actually set earlier this season. New York beats the Rays in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field 13-3. The Yankees hold the first wild card spot in the American League. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia,
seventh inning out in Major League Baseball, third most extra base hits. JT smokes one to deep left.
The first-place Phillies beat the Mariners on NBC Sports Philadelphia 6-4 thanks to that JT Realmuto home run. Kyle Schwarber added his 44th dinger of the season. Speaking of 44, Shohei Ohtani hit home run number 44 as the Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-4. In a showdown of first-place teams, the Tigers outlast the Astros in 10 innings, 1-0, Houston walking in the winning run. The Cubs sweep a doubleheader from the first-place Brewers 6-4 and 4-1 in the nightcap. The Royals have won 5 straight, beating the Rangers 5-2. Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. with career home run number 100. The Mets have won 3 straight after pounding the Nationals 8-1. Blue Jays beat the Pirates 7-3. Orioles beat the Red Sox 4-3 in 11 innings. The Padres snap a 4-game losing streak with a win over the Giants 5-1. Other winners on the diamond, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Athletics, the Reds, and the Diamondbacks. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And even if you're not much of a golf fan, this is just universally impressive. Scottie Scheffler has the shortest odds to win a PGA Tour event since Tiger Woods in 2009. According to DraftKings, Scheffler is listed at plus 150 to win the Tour Championship this weekend. Tiger was even money to win the Tour Championship in 2009. Scheffler won last week's BMW Championship to win his 5th Tour event this season, which includes the PGA Championship and the Open Championship.
All right. One more quarterback competition has been decided, and Joe Morgan is all over this story.
A starting quarterback has been named in Indy, and a former top 5 pick will be watching from the sidelines. Daniel Jones will be under center for the Colts this season, head coach Shane Steichen said Tuesday, with the former Giants QB beating out Anthony Richardson. Richardson, who was selected 4th overall in the 2023 NFL Draft, has been plagued by injuries and inconsistency in his first 2 years in the league. Jones was brought in by Indianapolis in the offseason to compete with Richardson, and he now has a chance to revive his career. Jones lost the starting job with the Giants last season before asking for his release. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I told you last hour, Chris, of course I'm happy for Daniel Jones, but when it comes to Anthony Richardson, and I'm sure a lot of Gator fans around here agree with this, I just can't make heads or tails of him. He's such an athletic specimen, but he has just had a very, very troublesome NFL career in his short time in the league.
Maybe they're going with experience.
Oh, no. Well, no. Hey, that definitely can't hurt because Daniel Jones does have experience, a questionable quarterback as he usually is. Jake Paul is set to face Gervonta Tank Davis in an exhibition boxing match in Atlanta. The weight class and number of rounds has not yet been determined. Davis is the current WBA lightweight champion, which is fought at between 130 and 135 pounds. Paul weighed in at over 199 for his last fight against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. The match will be live streamed on Netflix on November 14th.
541, News Radio 92.3. Tuesday, the Bats came alive as Pensacola shut out Columbus. It was 3-0. Wahoos now have a 59-55 record in the 2025 season. Tonight, game two of the six-game series against Columbus. They get that underway in about 30 minutes right now. I just want to remind you, let's not forget about our Ice Flyers playing 29 home games over at the Bay Center during this upcoming 25-26 season. The season kicks off with opening night on Saturday, October 18th, and will feature fan favorite theme nights starting on October 25th. Fans can experience the first of the two $5 nights, followed by a second on November 26th. So there you go. Put that down on your calendar.
Here's today's health news.
Well, at least 21 state attorneys general are pushing for a federal ban on bromazolam, an anti-anxiety drug also known as designer Xanax. Bromazolam, which is often bought online by teens and young adults from phony pharmacies, is blamed for 48 deaths in Kentucky last year. The Bluegrass State has banned the drug at the state level, with Governor Andy Beshear leading the charge to get the DEA to take emergency action to ban designer Xanax at the federal level.
All right, the American Academy of Pediatrics urging parents to ignore guidelines from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. when it comes to vaccines. Rich Edson has the story.
And do me a favor, brother. Can you tell me the number for that, please?
Let's wrap it up at 1847.
All righty.
These doctors are accusing RFK Jr. of pushing vaccine misinformation. Secretary Kennedy says the American Academy of Pediatrics is in the pocket of corporations. Yesterday, the Academy recommended that children receive COVID vaccines and boosters. But in May, the CDC removed COVID shots from its vaccine schedule for children. The pediatricians group acknowledged the unusual break from the government, saying the CDC has replaced its vaccine advisory committee with individuals who have a history of spreading vaccine misinformation. Secretary Kennedy responded with a post saying, quote, AAP is angry that CDC has eliminated corporate influence in its decisions over vaccine recommendations.
And a person in California has tested positive for the plague. El Dorado County health officials said the person was likely bitten by an infected flea while camping in the South Lake Tahoe area. The person is receiving treatment and recovering at home. The plague is a serious bacterial disease, of course, commonly spread through the bites of fleas that have fed on infected wild rodents like squirrels and chipmunks.
Lisa Brady has more about finding vision issues when those kids head back to school. Very important to take care of. Here's Lisa.
It's not uncommon for many people to think their eyesight is fine, when in reality, they might benefit from wearing glasses. This according to the CDC, which says about 11 million Americans above age 12 need some sort of vision correction. But while older teens and adults can more easily express their vision troubles, younger kids may not know anything is even wrong. And the back-to-school season can open new doors for solving eyesight issues. If students have slight vision problems that go unchecked, their sight may continue to worsen. The American Optometric Association recommends children get an eye exam as infants and preschoolers, and then every year when they're school age. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth greeted National Guard troops deployed to Washington as part of President Trump's focus on crime. Jared Halpern is up at the White House this afternoon, files this report for News Radio 92.3.
As protesters heckled and jeered, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Vice President J.D. Vance thanked National Guard troops at Washington's Union Station.
You can actually bring law and order to communities. You've just got to have the political willpower to do it.
Vance, Hegseth, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller ordered Shake Shack for the Guardsmen. 800 Washington, D.C. Guard members deployed last week to enhance a police presence bolstered by dozens of federal agencies. And Republican governors in at least six states have authorized their guards to deploy to D.C., adding several hundred more military personnel. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Bryce. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty. Luckily, not too much to dig into. We do have some backup still on 9 Mile Road near Jernigan Road. There was an accident reported there earlier this hour. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That should die down sooner rather than later. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's holding you up for overly long. As for your weather, let's see, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. Over the course of the next several days, we're going to see these rainfall chances creep up a bit, but we're going to see the highs creep down. Tomorrow, sitting at 93, but come Sunday, it's going to be at a, dare I say, chilly 89.
All right. Hurricane Aaron continues to impact the East Coast as a flood threat affects other parts of the U.S. Meteorologist Janice Dean in with the Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Erin continues to churn out in the Atlantic, staying offshore but bringing tropical storm conditions, including strong winds, coastal flooding, some storm surge, and high waves to the Outer Banks through Thursday, and then the potential for life-threatening surf and rip currents all up and down the East Coast. Meantime, scattered thunderstorms and heavy rain could bring flooding to parts of the central U.S., the Southwest, and upper Midwest. The heat is a big story for the desert Southwest for the rest of the work week. Fox Weather has all of your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Texas Republicans seeking to pass a redistricting plan that could benefit the GOP in next year's midterms. Garrett Tini has more from the Texas State House in Austin this afternoon.
House Democrats here know that they can only delay a vote on this new congressional map. So they have now introduced 12 amendments that they know have no chance at passing. We don't know how many more amendments they plan to introduce, but we do know that the House Speaker has said they will be here as long as it takes until this new map passes. So far, Democrats have spent a lot of time laying the groundwork for their forthcoming lawsuits against the redistricting plan, arguing that it diminishes the voting power of people of color. Advocacy groups are also gearing up for legal battles over the new map and are asking a federal court to set aside dates for a hearing on whether the map should be blocked ahead of next year's midterm elections.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The market is anticipating comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday, which investors will watch for insights regarding interest rates. CME's FedWatch tool is pricing in a nearly 85% likelihood of the central bank cutting interest rates next month. Microsoft and the NFL announcing today that they're extending their partnership to bring real-time game data and analysis to coaches and players using Microsoft Copilot and Azure AI. The multi-year renewal will equip 32 NFL teams with more than 2,500 Microsoft Surface Copilot tablets. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street as a mixed bag of retail quarterly reports weighed on investors. The Dow was up around 16 points, the S&P 500 off the mark by around that number, and the Nasdaq tumbled more than 140. Crude oil futures for September currently sit above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
5:48 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. You know, you may be seeing lower prices over at McDonald's. Very interesting. Here's Jenny Casola with the story.
McDonald's is lowering the cost of some combo meals. The Wall Street Journal says it's a response to sticker shock from customers after some locations were charging as much as $18 for a Big Mac meal. McDonald's and its restaurant operators have been discussing the change for weeks. The company's offering some financial support to franchisees that drop prices. McDonald's admitted in its earnings update earlier this month that some customers are preferring to eat at home, though spending by higher and middle-income diners is holding up. The lower combo meal prices are expected to take effect in early September and remain in place through the start of next year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And United Airlines and Delta Airlines facing class action lawsuits for allegedly charging passengers more for window seats that were actually next to an opaque wall. While it's not uncommon for commercial airlines to fly planes that have at least one row with no window, the lawsuits say other companies, include American Airlines and Alaska Airlines, disclosed the information to customers at checkout. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of passengers who said that they wouldn't have paid extra had they known they wouldn't have a window.
President Trump calling for a member of the Federal Reserve Board to resign. His latest escalation in the clash with the central bank. It gets very interesting some days. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
In a Truth Social post, President Trump says Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook must resign now, linking that post to a news report about mortgage fraud allegations. The director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency has referred his allegations against Cook to the Justice Department, accusing her of declaring two properties as primary residence in loan applications. President Trump has criticized board members and the chairman, Jerome Powell, for failing to lower key interest rates. The president acted quickly to fill a vacancy created by the sudden resignation of another Fed board member earlier this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, Hillary Barsky moving in this afternoon and has details on how to save money if you're worried about missing out in saving money. Here's Hillary.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Some millennials like to overextend themselves when it comes to their spending, and in many cases, it's for fear of missing out. But there are steps you can take if you're among this group to prioritize the money you have coming in. You can start with a budget. Even if you don't think you have enough cash coming in, it doesn't matter because you're at least telling that money where to go. And try to play around with different budgeting methods to find one that works best for you. And if there's not enough money to cover all your expenses, tend to your basic needs first, like housing, utilities, food, and transportation. And if you're struggling, call the creditor, whether it's your landlord, mortgage company, or credit card issuer, and explain the situation. Then ask if they can help out, even if it's a waive late fee. And don't let the perceived social stigma keep you from getting the right assistance. And if need be, lean on organizations that focus on connecting people with the help they need. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, maybe some more frivolous headlines for you as well, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is all ready to go here. He's got a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see. The few areas where we were dealing with some congestion issues does seem like they're all lessening. So if you're dealing with backups on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. The next few days have rainfall chances increasing, and as a result, the highs are going to trickle down a bit. Come Sunday, we're going to be sitting anywhere from probably around a 60% chance of rain, and the high for Sunday is only going to be 89 as a result.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the number of known objects in our galaxy has increased just a tiny bit. Carmen Roberts has more on the recent discovery.
NASA's Webb Space Telescope discovered a tiny moon orbiting Uranus, expanding the planet's known satellite family to 29. Scientists estimate the newly discovered moon is just 6 miles in diameter, so small you could walk around it in a couple of hours. A team led by Southwest Research Institute spotted the moon in February, which was quite a feat considering its tiny size. Even NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft missed it during its flyby nearly 40 years ago. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And charges are being dropped against country star Gavin Adcock in Tennessee. Adcock was arrested back on May 21st on charges of reckless driving in violation of open container laws. He was pulled over after driving 103 miles an hour outside of Nashville. After the charges were dropped, he released a song titled Morning Bale. The country singer said he wrote the song a few months back, but figured now is the best time to release it.
Well, the White House has joined TikTok. This has been a real strange situation after really going after them for being a communist-based company. Finding out more this afternoon, here's Ryan Schmelz.
In a post saying America's back, what's up TikTok, and heavily featuring President Trump, the White House officially joins the social media platform.
Every day, I wake up determined to deliver a better life for the people all across this nation.
This after President Trump tried to ban the app in 2020 over concerns about TikTok's parent company ByteDance and its connections to China. Congress passed a bill last year banning TikTok in the U.S. if ByteDance doesn't divest, but the Trump administration has issued several extensions since to allow for negotiations. The new deadline is September 17th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Stranger Things creators Matt and Ross Duffer are leaving Netflix for Paramount. The brothers signed a 4-year exclusive deal with the studio. It begins with when their Netflix deal expires in April. Any projects made by the Duffers will be developed by their production company, Upside Down Pictures. The first part of the final season of Stranger Things releases on November 26th.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 South Park. Takes aim at President Trump's D.C. National Guard deployment. Gotta love this one. Michelle Polino has the details on News Radio 92.3.
South Park is at it again, taking aim at Donald Trump, this time at the president's Washington, D.C. takeover. In its third installment of season 27 titled Sycophancy, a teaser shows the pot-smoking, anthropomorphic Towley arriving in D.C., greeted by soldiers, tanks, and dark clouds.
This seems like the perfect place for a towel.
The episode takes on the president's recent move to deploy National Guard troops and federal agents in the Capitol for an aggressive cleanup of crime and homelessness. Reactions have been mixed. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed suit calling moves unlawful, while the D.C. Police Union called the deployment a critical stopgap for rising crime. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Archie and Gang will soon make the jump from comic books to the big screen. Universal Pictures developing a movie based on the long-running comic book franchise. It's set to be produced by Spider-Verse producers Phil Lord and Christopher Miller with a script from comic book writer Tom King.
Okay, interesting. MSNBC's new name, My Source News Opinion World, or MS Now. Being mocked by critics, the name change was part of a network effort to separate itself from the liberal and left-wing NBC brand. There apparently isn't much change in the future programming, still pretty much progressive and catering to a socialistic audience. So that's coming up. All right, we've also got some information, some news, sports. In about 12 minutes, we'll kick it off. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.